Program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention, you out there in radio land.
Good morning, WPIX, August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3:30 to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning, this is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night. I hope you all know what that means. Decaf, what are you doing on Friday night?
I'm going to strip naked in the studio and show you my hairy balls.
Why? Why would you do something? What? No. No. Last week was enough.
Yes, it was.
Wait. No, never mind. Hold on. All right. We'll try this again. It's Friday night. Scrappy, what are you doing tonight?
I'm going to strip naked and show you my hairy balls.
No, wait a minute. All this time, we thought you were a girl?
That's my secret.
I'm Foxy.
I'm learning things. All right.
Well, Janzel did bring me on, you know.
All right, I can't go wrong this time. It's Friday night. Murphy, what are you doing tonight?
I'm going to masturbate looking at Scrappy and Decaf's balls.
Hairy balls.
I give up. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. And if you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever, you just learned everyone here has big, hairy balls, except Murph.
I didn't say anything about
I didn't say I didn't have big, hairy balls.
You never admitted to having them.
All I said I was going to masturbate to everybody else's big, hairy balls.
You have masturbated. You have not masturbated. You have been at 65 shows. You have big, hairy balls. So how's this show going to be any fucking different?
Oh, no. I've got big, hairy balls.
Wait. It is Murph. Dick. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net.
Spank Wagon.
I'm Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
I'm Scrappy.
I'm Murph.
Murph, why is there so many fucking lights?
You know what? I'm
in this ghetto ass studio.
You know what? The point is, though, I'm really distracted by that cute white girl sitting on the couch. Jesus, I can't take my eyes off.
Oh, here we go.
Now, did I not?
We're so sorry.
Did I not say I was going to take this and make it a full on production? Right?
Yeah, do we have any guests booked?
God, I hope so.
Karma's on her way.
Oh,
I mean,
good.
Full-on production is one thing. Having a guest book is another thing. Wiggle the mouse on that lap. Thank you.
This is my video crew. Our video crew.
Are you paying them?
What are you promising them? Licorice and alcohol?
You know, you got slaves? I do believe that he is paying one of them. And what was it?
Anal sex.
Oh, no. Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
You can pick which one it is, because it could be either. So those of you on that are viewing the cam.
A white man got white slaves.
No, I got a
nice.
I got a Hispanic slave, and I got a white slave. No,
so your lawn is going to look fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's great. and the dishes will be done, and the kids will be educated. So we got. You guys remember Brown Guy? We brought Brown Guy back.
Oh, it's been about over a year now.
Yeah, and over in the corner we have Zuzu.
Jesus,
Zuzu.
Zuzu, you want to smile? Did you get her on the cam, or did she not take? She didn't take that cam, did she?
She doesn't like one of them. Yeah. What? What?
Got to give it a second to update.
Yeah, it takes like forever to update.
She looks like one of my ex-girlfriends for real, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she does.
Are you going to have to go into therapy now?
The ex-girlfriend I had last week. No,
so who do we have today?
Those are girlfriends.
For all these cameras.
Well, hopefully, if she gets here, Karma, our new stripper friend, will be here.
New
which will be awesome. And maybe, I don't know if, I still haven't gotten confirmation, but maybe Rucka Page will be here as well. And Rucka's another porn star. And the reason we're having them all on is because next week is the Battle of the Adult Entertainers. Insert some sort of catchy name here. I haven't come up with one yet.
Wow, you're booking something you don't even have a name for. Hey. It's Rockathon. Oh, shit. It's Stark. No, it's Wrestle. Oh, shit.
No, better than that. He's booking people that he doesn't know if they're going to be on or
not. I don't know if they're going to be here or not.
Hi, everyone's got a show.
Now, Foxy was supposed to be here tonight, but she has a shoot tomorrow, so she wasn't able to come tonight.
In her face or
probably
on the floor?
On the floor.
Is she shooting, is she going to shot at?
Could be either, honestly, knowing her.
We'll have to check the Zapruder film.
But next week, and I got to pimp this, next week will be one-on-one-on-one, just all-out porno battle. It's really the only way to describe it.
If they book.
We will have a lap dance contest.
All right.
We will have a dildo blowjob contest.
Okay.
We will have cherry darts, I really hope.
And the video, I don't know, the director, Zuzu? The Zuzu, video director, yeah. Zuzu just retched.
So which one am I doing?
Oh, all of them. Also, if we can do it, and I really hope he'll be in for it, we're going to have Josh back. You guys remember Josh?
You better convince him because he's trying to weasel out.
Do I remember Josh?
You weren't here for
Yeah,
Josh.
You remember Josh. Josh was at the live show at Moondoggies.
No, Josh was at the motherfucker that came to my party with the cheap-ass fucking Gatorade
she was
and a cheap vodka.
That's the guy we hung out with on the other day.
Who, by the way, everyone has their little nicknames. His is Sexually Repressed Josh.
Now you have to talk Josh into it because Josh is trying to weasel out today.
Hopefully we'll have Josh here and we're going to have a time.
You know what? We'll see Josh tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, we will. Hopefully we will have who can get Josh hard the fastest.
Who's judging?
Oh, you had to blow on him the wrong way.
No, the girls are going to tell us when he's hard.
I'll fucking get him hard. Let me just.
But the best part is he knows.
I'll just say hi, Josh.
What are you trying to do?
Josh knows about Foxy.
Got
so
some Gatorade,
we're going to have to blindfold him so he doesn't know who's trying to get him off.
Nice.
He knows about Foxy?
He knows about Foxy. I showed him the pictures like I do everyone just to creep them
out. Hey, look at this.
She's
he
hot,
has
huh?
boobs and a cup.
No, this is him. He's like, you got to see this hot chick, and he's got his iPhone out. So he can scroll down slowly, like view her entire body, and then he's like scrolling, and the guy that he's showing
does
is
he
like,
ever have
oh,
the audio?
Yeah.
Does he ever have the audio up on the cell phone?
Oh, that's
Wang.
What? it's quite funny.
Actually, what's funny is I've seen him do this to other people, like friends we know, and they're like, and this is supposed to surprise me because it's on your phone. How?
Most people are like, oh, okay, Chris, you got another tranny on there. But some people are like,
oh, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, the humanity.
Yeah.
Like Zuzu, she did not take well to that picture where you see the cock at the bottom. Oh, no.
But did you think she was pretty before you?
No.
You didn't think she was pretty?
She is one of the only people. She's one of the only people that's picked up that's a shim. She's one of the only people that's picked that up.
I sort of know. 50.
You sort of knew. Shut
up. Everyone sort of knew.
I would have known if you didn't tell me before I saw.
There's something funny here.
Yeah, well, okay.
You booked it. Of everybody who comes in here, we have to assume other.
Okay, don't assume that with Karma.
You didn't book it. He didn't book Karma. You book Karma.
Yeah.
Therefore, I know she will be a girl.
That's, you know what?
But I still had to flinch because he sent out the email.
Okay. She is a she.
Look, experience, if anything, has taught us
hot.
Anything.
There's too much cock in the studio.
When Murphy's around, no matter how hard we try, it's always a sausage fest.
Yeah.
I will say this on that cover. Murphy loves the sausage fest. He's like
Murphy. Wow, that gives new meaning to dick, 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 dick. It's not always thinking with his dick. It's thinking about dick.
Hang on, hang on. I'm not thinking about dick. Here's my thing. I just know.
No, you like a good surprise dick in the morning. You like a little bit of random dick in the afternoon.
Does your wife have a strap on?
No. Oh God, no. No. Here's the thing. I just
random dick.
I'm not attracted to dick. It's not my thing. But for me, I'm just, I personally am past that whole stage where there is a lot of labels on things, and I don't care. I mean, sexuality is sexuality. I don't give a shit. If you're into cock or...
He likes my dick.
Oh, God, he's back. God, no. No, no dick. Holy shit. Fucking robo-dick Cheney. That guy creeps me out. No, I just, I guess I'm just beyond labels. If someone's into something, look, whether it be cock, pussy, goat...
Pussy.
Just fuck it.
Did you say pussy?
Pussy.
Okay, did you just say just fuck goats?
Just fuck it. You know what it is?
Is that going to be a new t-shirt? Just fuck goats.
Just fuck goats.
Rule number two.
No. Just fuck goats. You know what it was? I had an Uratsukidoji moment. Anybody? Has anyone in this room seen Uratsukidoji? Anybody? Legend of the Overfiend?
I can't pronounce it. I don't watch it.
You've seen it.
Everybody's most absurd and disturbing tentacle porn.
It is wrong, and there's this great scene in the beginning where Amano Jaku, he sees up one of the demons. He says, "All you fucking demons are the same. One smell of pussy and you lose it." And it's just a bad English dub. And just I've been...
Oh,
That's so funny. Dick.
Hey.
No, I think what's funny is last week he said... Oh, my nipples are always hard. Fucking dick is always fucking hard. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, pretty much.
I was like, that's a surprise to us.
I know.
Damn, my nipples are hard again.
As soon as I took off my shirt, you went boing, boing, boing.
Yeah, aha, Cam wasn't on for that one.
Damn.
So, anyway, how was your week? Shit. It's a good week when I start off in the fucking barrel now, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Trench, you missed my debut on Friday.
Debut?
Yes.
Karaoke.
Oh, last week. Yeah.
She sings good.
Dude, I got sick last week.
I was going to say bukkake porn. That was my
guess. She sent me the definition of bukkake.
I know. You can Google that shit.
Did you just finally figure it out what it was?
No. But my brother took my phone, didn't know that I knew what it was already, took my phone and sent a definition lookup to Google bukkake. And they sent it back. And so Stephanie and I, this is what we did in math class last week. All day we were like looking up the definition of dildo, strap on. Swear to God, you can look up the definition of anything on Google.
Just go to Murphy.com.
Hold on a sec. Hold on a sec.
Text message.
You find images.
Hold on. Are you telling me that you can use the internet to look up obscure sexual references?
No, but you can
text. Oh my God, are you kidding me?
No. But you can text message Google for free.
This has to be a spank wagon first.
Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who did not know, we need to recap. You
that
can
is
use
not
the internet.
Wait.
Murph. But she's not just using the internet. She's doing something funny with Google Direct or Google
text
Dictionary.
Text message. Dictionary. Google.
This is
Scrappy, explain the Google Dictionary.
And I'll tell you, that bukkake definition was pretty fucking good.
You can get your weather report on that shit. If you text to Google, Google, okay, just those numbers, and you want to know the weather, you type in and your zip code, and they'll send you your weather report. Or if you want a definition, you type in D, and what you want to know, like dick, and Murphy's picture will be sent to you. Or like directions, they have directions, they have phone numbers, a directory. It's like amazing, and it's free.
Holy
it's
crap!
Amazing.
This is why. This is why
phone,
unlimited.
So
this is why
amazing.
Unlimited text messaging is a bad thing.
I love it. I love unlimited text messaging.
I've got a fast connection, so I don't have to wait.
Hey, careful! We don't want someone to call up and accuse us of using wacky sound effects.
Fuck them.
I browse all day and night.
For porn.
It's like I'm surfing at the speed of light.
For porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
Trekkie.
I love this. This is cute.
What are you doing?
What is this? I have to do this on my iPod.
I think the net was born. Porn.
Trekkie.
Oh, hello, Kid Monster.
You are ruining my song.
Oh, me sorry. Me no mean to.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, please, being quiet for a minute so I can finish.
Okie dokie.
Good. I'm glad we have this new technology.
Porn.
Which gives us untold opportunity.
Porn. Oh, sorry.
And from your own desktop.
Porn.
You can research, browse, and shop. Until you've had enough and you're ready to stop.
Porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn. The internet is for porn. Me up all night hugging me, porn to porn, porn.
Oh,
that
my
should
God,
be
that's...
Chris's theme song. If he had his own sitcom, that would be the intro.
Okay, but do you really want to watch 22 minutes of Murph on a keyboard going, oh, I like that dick?
No, it wouldn't be.
Oh, and it has boobs,
this
too.
This is what it would be, his iPhone.
Hey, have you seen
way.
A Bukkake video yet?
Which one? Have I seen it, Chris?
Hey, wait, you know what?
No, not yet.
No.
That's what you need to see. Yeah. She'll be like this.
Actually, gag. You know what? I do have one. It's called Gang Bang Her Face. It is awesome.
I saw that one. I saw about 2 seconds of that one and walked away.
That's what I was saying.
And I'm like, porn is porn, but this is just...
You need to see the German Goo Girls. Now, that's some good shit right there.
I didn't show you the end of that. Where
they'd be
talking,
sperma. That's the only fucking word I understand in the whole video is sperma.
Man, if you made a Jimmy Savage film, you'd tell me, right? I like
the cute thing is, I could totally see all three of you just jizzing on someone's face. Maybe that's not... Okay, let me rephrase that. The scary thing is...
She said she'd
like
it.
Again, say that
she
again.
Said she'd like it.
No, I said the cute thing is. I didn't say I'd like
cute.
It.
Cute. Wait. So you think Bukkake porn is cute?
No, I think you,
you think
three
jizzing on somebody's face.
Touching on somebody's face is fucking hilarious.
Okay, now, I'm going to go to bed now, guys.
Now would you... Now
Mark would be like 2 minutes into it. I got to get home.
Okay, if that's the case.
All right.
Yeah, you called me on that.
Okay, how about this? If all three of our cocks were touching and jizzing on somebody's face, which one of your friends would it be?
Really? Like
a girl. It's got to be a girl. Which one of your girls?
I get to pick or you're saying...
No, you get to pick.
Okay,
which friend would you choose?
Whoa. Are you telling me to pick or are you telling me which friend would more likely do it? Out of
no, which
friends?
One would you pick to get
which
a Bukkake
one would
shower?
You, which one would you pimp out?
Fucked up.
Which one would you pimp out to us?
Damn it. Dude, my friend Victoria, just because she's always fucking with me.
Now you have to put her on the site.
So you'd fuck with her back by having a
she's
jizz
on my
in
top.
Her eye?
She,
yeah,
okay.
Sure. Jizz so in her eye. So she, gotta, she'd probably like it, too.
So
she doesn't get enough sex.
So you got to put on the site the picture. This is my friend who I would like. My Cole.
I'll send her a comment, or I'll call her right now and tell her. You want me to call her? Call her.
In fact, try not to give out the phone number so everyone can call in.
Hey, why not? 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. We want to hear from you tonight.
Anybody and everybody, feel free to give us a call.
Yeah, we're opening the lines up tonight.
Yay, lines.
And unfortunately, now we got to go to break.
Oh,
we
no!
Boo, break!
That's okay. It's going to take
yay,
people a while to dig out their phones from underneath the bags of Pop-Tarts
and Cheetos. And
who the... Is it your car that their phones
no,
are
no, it's our fucking basement-dwelling listeners. I swear to God, whenever I think basement? Of any of our listeners, I think of them living in this little underground basement apartment with, like, very little lighting and a Britney Spears poster that's half glued to itself on the wall.
What
fucking Pop-Tarts
fuck?
And Cheeto bags. And
oh, I took it to my jack-off cave, huh?
Exactly. That's what it is. Speaking of,
beautiful.
I have a very interesting thing later on about Chief's dad that I have to do tomorrow.
Oh, no. All right. Okay. Well, what we'll do right now, we will go to a break. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back. Right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
Well, let me tell you something, man. During the break,
oh my God.
Over here, Scrappy is fucking put another face and shit. So I got
I put
that every
on
break.
Lip gloss.
No, she had the fucking whole kit open.
Really?
She's dabbing this, dipping that, dabbing that.
No, let me tell you, she's.
Mirror, that's all it is. I was putting on lip gloss. It's not a compact. It doesn't have anything in it.
She just wanted to look good for her girlfriends.
I know, she was applying.
I'm just trying to look good for Karma. Karma's in the studio.
She's trying to apply a face.
Apply her face. I always hate it. I gotta put my face on.
I gotta put my face on. As a girlfriend, you need to put a two.
Thanks.
All right, Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.net. Scrappy, tell us what's going on here.
I'm staring at sexy white women. One white woman over there.
Oh, that's not
how
right.
Rude.
And a black woman.
Sexy and black woman.
And a white guy.
And a sexy blonde.
He's
Karma.
Just
and
trying to.
And you're so-and-so.
I'm so-and-so. Well, gee. Thank
he's
you
being vicious.
For that.
Dude, yeah.
Wow.
That's not what you were saying last week, baby.
I sure hell wasn't.
I have never seen Decaf speak ill of a white woman before. This is a new thing for me.
He's bitter.
There's just so many to choose from now.
Oh.
Oh, there's more than just one.
And
so
Murph.
You can be nice to just one white woman at a time in the room.
You remember the girl at the bar last week?
It's called Quota.
The karaoke?
James L. almost got his ass kicked by like some Mormon guy. Swear
what?
To God. Decaf was flirting with his fiance.
Hey, she kissed me. I can't help that.
She did not kiss
this
you.
Was, when I went up and met her, I said hi, and she hugged me and fucking kissed me on the cheek.
Did she slip you any time?
I didn't see that. Maybe on the cheek?
She was a cute wife.
Maybe she's trying to pull some new polygamy shit. She's one wife with like multiple husbands or something.
No,
that could be it, right?
We're not in Texas,
she was
really y'all.
Pretty, and her fiance was dirt fuck ugly.
I know. That's what that means. That's why she kissed me.
He's got money.
He has to have had. She had a nice little ring on her finger. I was like, that's.
He's
a nice
like,
little ring.
I may look like shit on a stick, but I got a wallet packing hundreds. Come on.
I'll tell you what, though, Joe. Is that his name, Joe?
Yeah, Joe.
Joe.
Woo.
Okay, hey, something finally fell.
Was it me?
Just thought
it was
a batter.
It was power pack or something.
He just dropped the whole
Karma.
Camera.
Seriously,
Karma
I don't even want to know.
Introduce your friend.
Karma.
Karma. Hi, Karma.
Why is she so far away?
She's
going to come on up. Come on up, sweetie.
So far away. Doesn't anybody like white women anymore?
Apparently just you and at random.
Hey, I'm black. I'm not a basketball player, but you know.
Okay. Well, you know, you're no Wilt. Let me get her up.
Got her mic on?
Her mic is on.
All right.
All right.
Come on up here now.
Now, we got to give you the rule about the microphone. Decaf, would you give her the rule about the microphone?
No, that's
you got to get on it like it's a big black cock. So just
you're right there.
No, you do, really.
Yeah, you really do.
Hi,
won't
hi,
won't hear you.
Freakazoid H. Hello.
No, you got to get closer.
Hello, everybody.
There she
is. There we go.
Outstanding.
So, Karma in the house.
Oh, we got someone in a hizzy. Yo.
I was in
don't ever
once.
Fucking say that shit again, dude.
Oh, no,
the hizzy.
I'm the whitest black guy, but I can still kick your ass for saying that.
Yes.
Swear to God.
All right, so we got to give everybody kind of what's going on right now. If you're listening live at any of our syndicates, through any stream, head to spankwagon.net right now. Click on either the Spankwagon TV or just wait for it to load on the main page, and we will have full live streaming audio. We also ask that you click on the Listen Now link so that way you get to listen to us through the full streaming audio.
Right now.
That'll work.
Yes, I'm right a stripper. I take my clothes off for money.
That's awesome.
Now, is it stripper or exotic dancer?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
As long as you get paid, right?
Depends what mood I'm in.
Oh, all right.
Well, what mood are you in right now?
I'm a stripper.
You're a stripper right now?
Hell yeah.
I'm in love with a stripper.
Is that a dirty mood or like classy mood when you're a stripper?
I thought that was
a little
escort.
Bit of both. It's fun taking your clothes off, so might as well get paid for it.
Exactly.
That is just the most winningest statement I think I've heard in the studio.
We need to cut that clip out and play it over and over again on the site.
It's fun to get
and
paid.
And this showed me take my shirt off in the studio last week.
Oh boy. So Karma, how long have you been dancing?
I started when I was 18.
And you're 21 here shortly?
I'll be 21 on Thursday.
Outstanding.
So what you going to do for your 21st birthday?
Strip. Get fucked up.
Get Duh. Fucked up or continue?
I'm going to get drunk.
Legally.
In the club. Legally.
Now, is your club 21 and over or is it an 18?
They're all 18. They're totally nude.
Whoa.
They don't serve any alcohol at all.
So how many guys try to smell your crotch?
Yeah. They try.
that means every single one of them and you.
I never try smelling it. I just
oh, don't even lie.
I just think a tongue. I'm about to go for the tongue. I'm about to go all the way.
Dude, you and I have had that conversation. Dude, you and I have had. We'll be sitting there. I'm like, so how'd her pussy smell? It was nice. Yeah. Don't lie.
Well, I mean, when you try to lick it, you got to, you know, you kind of smell it. I mean, it just comes all in your face at one time.
Whoa.
So, okay, first question.
Wow.
Best experience or worst experience?
And then you have to dry off your ears.
Best experience would have to be
how much money
meeting all the hot girls in the club. And
so how many of them have you fucked?
Getting paid.
How many of them have you fucked?
Oh,
wait. So that means one's taking you, a couple of taking you to a location or home.
Let's see. This is my fifth club I'm at.
Damn, how old are
3 years.
Oh, they started at 15.
3 years, yeah.
So,
answer the question. How many girls, how many times have you fucked girls from the club? I know you got a wreck. I know you keep track.
A lot of times.
Oh.
A
little bit of uncomfortable silence there.
4 or 5 girls from each club.
So are you each? Wow, holy shit.
Some of them were customers. Some of them were girls that dance there also.
There you go, everyone. That is proof that you can fuck a stripper. If you're a girl.
Dude, you still have no chance in hell.
Oh. Wait, but were they paying? They weren't paying customers. It was just
fun. Some of them were paying.
Oh.
What about the guys here?
Back that up. Now, were they paying customers in the club or were they paying customers when you were out of the club?
They were in the club.
Okay. So,
out of the club was free. Pro bono.
That was all pro bono.
Pro boner.
Pro boner, yeah.
Pro boner
they didn't charge the hot girls outside the club.
Oh, nice.
So, what's your worst experience?
The worst experience was a guy came in and he had a bunch of gadgets in his lunchbox and he started pulling stuff out and walking around the club.
Was he black around 5'11"?
Flashlights.
What?
And he goes back into the dressing room and pulled out a gun.
What?
Yeah.
So what happened?
He was mad because I wouldn't talk to him because he stunk so bad.
He specifically was there looking for you.
He wanted to touch my feet, yeah.
Ugh.
What?
He was a foot fetish.
So he comes back there with a gun, and what happens?
Well, my boss chased him out, and he got kicked out. We don't have much security there. Mostly girls, two guys working there.
Which one is
a DJ and a bartender?
Right. That'd scare the shit out of anyone, you know?
Did you let him touch your feet?
No, I didn't.
How much was he offering to
He didn't have any money or else I would have let
him.
Oh,
that's what I was going to say. He had a gun in one hand, and you failed his feet for a couple hundred. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you got to stick. Wow. You got to stick to your principles, though. You got a fucking gun in your face, and you're like, it's still going to cost you money. I don't see what the point of bringing in your gun is.
They're still going to charge you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I charge extra, actually, if you have a gun. So
there's no GAT bonus. There's no GAT discount.
Right. So wait. So the gun thing has happened before then?
No, that's the first time it happened to me.
Is that the last time?
I've seen a lot of scary things, though. A lot of crazies in there.
Oh, absolutely.
What's the second scariest thing you've seen? I mean, if this is the first, I'm kind of interested here.
One guy tried to grab me, and I had to fight him.
Damn.
I punched him in his face, then I kicked him in his nuts.
I was going to say, did you go with those big-ass stripper heels?
Black guy, white guy, Mexican guy?
He was Mexican.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Kick him with the big-ass stripper heels?
Have you ever had a guy get out of control and another guy in the bar who wasn't associated with this guy, like, stepped in to protect you? Or do they just kind of sit there and like, yeah, get her? I mean, what do they do?
We're not okay. all that.
No, when it comes to a lot of money, you learn to protect yourself.
Chat room has to know, do you strip for the money or other reasons?
For the money.
For the money? All right. Thank you, Brando.
See, it's funny you mentioned that, Scrappy. We had kind of a weird experience. I don't know if you were there or not, but it was me and Chief and a couple of other people. And this one guy got just bombed drunk out of his mind in the parking lot and came in. It was at Little Darlings. He tried to climb up on stage. And me and one other guy just grabbed him and pulled him off. And then his buddy came from out of nowhere and just edge speared him in the fucking chest over the stage. Guy from one side to the other. Just whoosh, boom. He hit him right in the chest and just plowed him.
What, the bouncer did?
No, one of his friends.
Kicked his ass
to get him the fuck out of there.
Oh, my God.
He was fucking drunk and trying to get up on the stage. And, like, we're trying to pull him back. And his buddy just comes from out of nowhere and just...
Spears him.
So what does your boss say if you punch somebody in the face? Like, is he like, go karma, you know? Or
yeah.
You can't punch our paying customers.
Yeah, they have my back completely.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's good.
I had a customer try to touch me on stage, and a couple regulars that were in the club followed him out to the street and beat him up.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
That's good.
Was that guy 5'11", black guy?
How's your brother doing?
Holy crap.
I thought that was my brother, but the girl talking about me.
Oh.
Guys, if you want to call in and ask Karma questions, because she's not holding back. This is great.
Now, awesome. If any time to pick up the fucking phone and
this
call,
is it.
This is it. I know you don't want to talk to my black ass. No one wants to talk. I don't want to talk
we
to
We have
me.
A colored.
You can talk to me.
You can talk to Karma.
You can talk to Karma. Shit. And the phone still ain't ringing.
Well, the phone ain't going to ring.
What's wrong with fucking people?
There's a delay.
I mean, can talk dirty.
Tell people to stop jacking the fuck
off. Wait, let's test it. Let's test. No. It's still working. It's working.
The phone is working. Now, the reason we've got you here, Karma, is because next week we're going to do our, I don't even know what to call it at this, like a porno battle royal, I guess, so to speak.
We'll just call it Murphy's Dream.
I have some ideas for it, actually.
Oh.
See?
Let's hear these
What
ideas.
Are your ideas?
Some good ideas.
Well, why don't we talk about what it is first, and then we'll discuss some of the events.
Well, we're going to have Karma versus Foxy. And hopefully versus another adult star, if she signs on to this, we're going to have them in just a contest of all things fucking hot. We're going to have a lap dance contest, which would be great.
Right.
There'll be some fun in that. We're going to have a dildo blowjob contest, which we might make some sort of fruit blowjob, maybe something along that noise. To maybe kind of
we have someone with an allergy to dildos, I heard.
I think it's more just an allergy to dick-shaped plastic.
Oh, okay.
But, another thing is we're going to see who can get Josh Hard the fastest without touching him.
If he shows up. If you convince
Look,
him.
Look, if we have to, we will go down there, tie his little tiny ass up and bring him over.
Tiny? He's 6'2".
Oh, please. He's little. There are just a bunch. Cherry darts is something I want to do.
So what is cherry darts, by the way?
Cherry darts is great.
He's been talking about this for 4.5 years.
And we've never got a description of what it is because he wanted me to do it and he wouldn't tell me.
Well,
just do it.
What cherry darts is we line up and we take cherries with the stems. And we take a little bowl of whipped cream, and you take the cherry, and you wiggle it around the whipped cream so it's good and sticky, and then you lob it, and then the goal is to get the girl to catch it between her boobs, and the most catches wins.
Oh, we played that game last week, dude.
Yeah, except...
But you played it in his ass cheek.
Yeah, and those were hot dogs, so... We got that. We're coming up with new stuff. We want to make this fun. We want to get as much involvement in this as possible. The other thing is we may not be doing it here in the studio. We may be doing it from a super secret location.
Now, my house.
Now, are we gonna have communication and everything from
that super
secret location?
Oh yeah, we'll
or are you guys gonna be trying to funnel
we're gonna
over?
Be sitting here on Friday night going, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, it's gonna be me, Levy, Zuzu, and the hot girls.
wait, it's a setup.
No, it's gonna be a fun night, and it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Did you say 4 to 5 girls every club?
Probably more.
Hold on a second. Tell me some fucking stories. I mean, do you like go up to her and like, I want to eat your pussy. Okay. And then you just fucking go in the back and eat pussy? Or do you guys?
Yeah, I've done a couple in the dressing room and the bathroom. I had some fun in the VIP when no one was back there.
So
when it was slow.
So did the bouncer just walk by and watch? Did the bouncer walk by and watch? Or did he try to tell you, oh, you girls shouldn't be doing that right now or what?
Well, one lady I had... her and her husband had a lot of money, and they came from some other country. And she was a black lady. She looked really good. So I was dancing for her, and they were paying me probably like $300 to dance for her. And he goes, can I pay you again the same thing, but I want her to dance for you? So she took off all her clothes, and she took off her panties, and she was rubbing herself. And we didn't do anything. It was just a lap dance, but... I could have gotten in a lot of trouble. They didn't say anything at all. They never said nothing.
So pretty much the bouncers or the club doesn't know when you guys go off and have your how you describe
it
again?
I think they know.
They know.
Well,
they
gotta know. They're
watching. I got friends who are bouncers
at
clubs all over. Oh yeah, they know exactly what's fucking going in there. And some nights they don't do anything, and other nights they do. It depends upon the girl.
But honestly, do you guys actually like pre-discuss it, or is it like in the moment? Is it when you're drunk, or you know, at the end of the shift, you're like, fuck, I'm in the mood.
I just love pussy.
Hey, man.
I can't help it.
That's just a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Now, man, I don't think I can come back from that one.
Dig, 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 dig. Exactly. Okay, damn, boy.
There are certain times where I just don't know what to say.
I think the business kind of leads you to the point that guys are stupid and girls are hot.
Oh, yeah. We know we're stupid. We fully admit it.
Not all guys, just 90%.
You know, that's why. That's
and that
why 10% I love strippers.
Lives in some faraway country,
or they're gay,
or they're gay.
That's why I love strippers, because they're not delusional. They're not, you know, they guys walk into the club. We're thinking, okay, I've got some money, but this one will really like me, and maybe I can take her home. There's no fucking delusion with the dancers. They're like, all right, here's my ass. It's in your face.
You
want to
know what
give guy, me your
what
money.
The, you guys see when a guy walks into a club is just a dollar sign.
I think, how much money does he have?
Exactly.
Is he looking at me? Who's he looking at?
Exactly.
That's it.
How can I get him to look at me? How can I get him to spend money on me?
Then when we turn 35, you're like, God, what do I have to do for this dude to look at me?
It's hard when you have a heart.
My ass falling out of my panties. My tits falling to the floor.
Have you ever felt bad taking a dude's money? I mean,
yeah.
Really?
I feel bad all the time. I'm sorry.
With a big ass smile and shit. I feel bad really all the time.
Stripper really with a heart of gold.
I feel really bad.
I feel really bad for taking this fucking Jaguar.
Wow.
I still got the keys.
I feel horrible as I'm spending his children's college fund.
There's the ones that come in there, like my wife just divorced me and she cheated on me and everybody hates me and this is my last $200 that I have.
Was he a black dude?
And I'm just like, well, okay, thanks for the money.
Thanks for the money. Come back when you have more.
He's like,
I'm trying to think all the stories I've told.
Yeah, what part of pity sex is that, you know?
Wait.
I just lost my fucking job.
Okay, so I have a friend of mine, and you know him. You know B.
Oh, I know B.
And I love B, but one night we went to the library, and he was giving the girls foot massages. I'm getting a lap dance. He's giving the girl a foot
massage.
That's
my favorite.
I've done that too. I mean,
I'll give you a discount if you rub my feet.
I've been with a girl probably 3 hours. Sometimes.
How much of a discount?
Massage.
What if it's a hot girl and she rubs your feet? Would you do it for free?
Yeah. But the club charges, so I have to charge.
You got
to
charge for a foot massage?
Yeah.
Now,
I've had a lot of guys pay me just to rub my feet.
How much of a percentage do you get versus what the house gets?
For totally nude clubs, they don't have any alcohol, so they make all their money off of us. Mm-hmm. So they take half of our money.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit, now I feel bad for the $25 lap dance when you only have another $5 in your wallet and you tip her that. Now I feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to remember that now. The
so
next
always
time I
strip your, always tip your strippers. That's,
always tip your strippers.
Just like your tattoo artist. You always tip your tattoo artist.
Oh, absolutely. Because if you go back, man, you're getting like puppies instead of fucking skulls.
Oh, and then they dig in and oh, God. Yeah, I made that mistake once. That was all it took. So now.
4 to 5 girls at every club, huh?
Yeah.
I want to hear some of these stories, man. This is the good shit. I mean, okay, so.
I have footage.
Okay. So if a girl stunk really, really bad, her pussy was raunchy, and she was fine as shit, would you still eat it?
No.
No.
Have you been
surprised? Would you? Wait.
Huh?
Would you?
Yeah.
Maybe so she's sweaty. If she's sweaty, that's different. If she's a...
So what's there?
She got some other kind of smell.
Guys, remember, you can call in and ask questions. Number's 1-866-LB-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. If you have something intelligent,
please don't make me the only sick fuck on the show today.
No, I got. You know, I'm trying to restrain myself because I've got new people in the studio. But God damn,
have you ever given a lap dance to a guy who cried? Like, I don't know. You were just telling me these stories. I'm like, did they ever start?
Are you
crying,
gonna look?
Like,
might as well just call Trench out right now, okay?
No.
Sorry, Trench. I didn't, you know. I didn't think they'd know I was talking about you.
I didn't even know.
Put your ass over here.
No, I never made anyone cry.
Put your titty in my mouth.
Now, who doesn't love a good titty in the mouth?
You smell kind of
no
rusty.
No titties in the mouth.
What's the craziest thing a guy has ever told you to try to get out of paying you?
I've had a couple guys run out the door.
Was he flat guy?
Run out the door. I got my lap dance. It's time to go.
Do you run after them naked?
So yeah, cash first. I'll run after them naked.
Oh, you're a cash first girl? I hate
fuck that. Murph, I got an idea.
I hate cash first lap dances.
We'll all stand just outside the door. You run.
That was the first time.
Let me ask you, do you discriminate in your lap dances?
Oh,
yes, I do.
So
really?
Who do you go for or who you don't go for? I know you
money.
Leave the Mexicans out there because
the
they don't pay.
I
so what
leave out the broke people. I leave out the pimps and
why
and
no
I leave
pimps?
Out,
don't they have
I leave out a lot of the.
No, wait a minute. Let her answer.
A lot of the creeps I leave out because I feel no money is worth my happiness. I don't want to deal with their. They stink too bad or they're just weird. I don't want to hear them.
So you just say nothing about white guys. You don't think white guys are weird?
Yeah.
We're all the creeps, dude.
That guy with the gun was white.
Dude, you've been to the strip club with me. You've seen what's going on there. Yeah, that's the big difference between men and women going to strip clubs.
But I like hearing from the stripper's point of view. I know they discriminate.
Is it weird?
I like white people.
You know what?
I mean,
you know how I know they discriminate? Right. Because two reasons. One is because I have money that the girl I want to dance with always walks around me, goes to every fucking everybody else but
have
me.
Have you seen yourself?
Because a lot of black guys don't fucking pay.
That's true.
And two, I asked the girl straight up, and she said, no, I really don't want to because I can make more money dancing with a white guy. Straight up.
Wow.
You know what I told her? Actually, you're probably right. So you want to go over there and dance with the white dude.
And the white guy probably ran out. Because
I got a crispy 20 and a $1 tip.
Is it weird when
a crispy 20 and a crunchy $1 tip? What?
Yeah. Soggy $1.
Is it weird being up on stage and seeing guys out there just like, just with that 1,000-yard stare.
Staring
just
right in my pussy. Like.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
The faces, I'll never forget.
Oh. See, I almost got
thousands of faces in my vagina staring in silence.
When we go, we like to have fun. Yeah, but, I mean, we were at Little Darlings not too long ago, and when we're there, we're loud, we laugh, we have a good time. The girl, you know, she's like, do you want a lap dance? I'm like, nah, not really. And she said, why'd you come here then? And I channeled Joe Rogan, and I said, I heard there's a place you can go where you can see a strange girl's pussy for a dollar. And she got mad. She got very mad. It costs more than a dollar. I didn't have the heart to tell her. We got in for free. It didn't even cost us that. I mean, is it weird at all knowing that this guy's come here not to see your face, not to find out who you are as a person, just to stare at your pussy? Is that kind of unsettling sometimes?
Pisses me off.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Expand. Give me some money. What are you staring at?
So, Mexican guys.
Mexican guys.
They order a bucket of Coronas. They drink the Coronas.
Yeah.
Don't never tip and fucking leave.
Yeah.
I see. It's just, it's always struck me as kind of strange how people can go there and just be like, and just lock down like that and get that weird stare. It's like,
yeah. Or talk about religion.
But isn't it about like that cat mouse game? Like, what can I get her to do for how much money? If you just want to see pussy, why don't you download porn like you do?
Well, you can. Right?
That's just it. That's
at
just
work.
It.
It's not live though. It's,
yeah, oh, there's a huge difference to seeing it in person. But if you're there,
I mean,
enjoy yourself, laugh, have a good time.
Don't just sit there like. Oh,
wait, brown guy said something.
Pussy.
What?
It doesn't smell. A lot of guys come in there.
he must go to the expensive clubs. You don't go to the clubs I go to,
our
my friend.
Our production crew's bickering.
I see them on periods with a tampon string sticking out there.
Larry's Villa, baby.
Some guys have never seen it.
Blood dripping down a leg. You want to dance?
Some guys have never seen a pussy that doesn't smell.
Poor
and
Murphy.
Now comes the uncomfortable question. So does your pussy smell?
It smells very good.
There you go. Smells like honey and money, right?
Yeah, you have to, you know, you have a job to do.
I know that's a white guy lie.
You have to wipe all the time. Wipe baby wipes, freshener, stay clean, shower often.
So you take care of your work equipment.
Soap.
So fresh is so clean.
Hygiene.
look at my man brown guy here, right? He's got his camera. He's got screen wipes. He's got new tapes. He's got a fresh battery.
He takes care of his equipment. I mean equipment.
He takes care of his equipment. Karma here. She cleans out the vagina. She wipes it. She nice and
there's
trimmed.
A lot of maintenance.
Do you like brushing in the morning and before you go to sleep?
Yeah. I do.
Do you floss this shit? You be like
now.
Yeah.
Now some stripper. Wow.
I do.
Snatch floss.
I want to see that visual from her.
Snatch floss.
Next Friday.
Hey!
Wait, and speaking of next Friday, let's hear your ideas. You said you had some ideas.
You have some ideas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, now keep in mind, we've got two porn stars coming who really aren't going to be all the great at the stripper type
karma.
Stuff. So there's going to be a trade-off there. You're going to be better at the more stripper-oriented things, and they're going to be better at the more porn-oriented
Should I bring
things.
My stilettos?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when you come.
My booty shorts.
Come ready to work. Come like you would come to work.
Where's the pole at?
That's the one thing. Because
right there.
because the place where we may be doing this has like a 40-foot ceiling, there really won't be a pole. But there'll be
You know, we could go to the hardware store and fix that.
Dude, I'll bet you we could.
You know we could.
Oh, you know they'd let us do it, too. That's the best part about these guys.
Of course,
I do a lot of pole work.
I wouldn't trust them building it, though. You could, like, fall off that motherfucker. You climb up.
Fuck you.
Okay, man. If it was me, yes. But Mr. Ace Hardware over there? No, don't worry about that shit. He'll be up there fucking molly clamping that shit. Got OSHA experts double checking. He'll get a goddamn permit to build the fucking thing.
Absolutely.
Whereas Murphy would just gorilla glue something.
Yeah.
That's me, baby. I'd go and I'd fucking like, steal a street sign.
Wait, you gotta understand. I'd put a bearing race in there so it spun perfectly. You know,
I'd be like, is this safe, Murphy? If the bitch falls. It'd make great TV, a spank wagon TV.
No, he'd be like flicking it. Look, this isn't gonna fall.
Look, it's fine. No, nobody sit there. That's where I sit.
I climbed to the top of the pole. One time I kicked a hole in the roof. The whole square fell out.
Okay, now I heard a rumor. Maybe you can back me up. I heard a rumor that a lot of the girls who work Cirque du Soleil and a lot of those shows at the Strip will come and they'll actually do part-time stuff at the clubs just to kind of stay and practice on the pole stuff.
Or just
I
want to
work in
paycheck.
Cirque du Soleil.
Have you heard that? Is that true? Do some of those girls come and work in the clubs?
I don't know. What clubs are they? Where's the? I need to find them.
I don't know.
They're
hot.
It's a rumor. It's a nice Vegas rumor. But you ever look at those chicks from Cirque du Soleil, man? They are so fucking muscular.
They're hot.
I mean, they look like Mr. Olympia with boobs.
They have to be. Do you see
the Zumanity girl? I like her. Oh. Where does she work?
Those kind of bitches. Those kind of bitches try to steal their purse, they beat your ass up and take your wallet.
Yeah.
Fucking break out Sarah Michelle Gellar, go Buffy on
no
your ass.
No one would be running away from them. They'd be like sprinting.
They fucking
down.
Flex their fingernails. Flex, you know? It's fucking crazy.
Holy shit. Now, Karma, look, do me a favor if we could. We've got the cameras here. Can you stand up and show us what we're going to be looking at next week?
All right.
Let's get a body shot
Watch
here.
Watch yourself.
You got his cam up there?
Right.
Zuzu, sweetie?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so this is... Heyo.
Nice ass.
Nice ass. My goodness.
What else do we get to see?
Oh,
shirt.
Sure.
Oh.
That's it?
What? No, we take off the shirt. Fuck it.
Can we see the boobs?
All right, how much money do you guys have?
Hello, she takes off her clothes.
Are you guys
money?
Chipping
we're
in?
Part of that
we're broke.
Wait,
We, We don't have an advertising budget. That's kind of the problem.
that's a nice shirt. All right, well. Moving on. All right,
so we got a caller on the line. Let's take a look here.
Actually, need to cut to break.
Oh, we got to cut to a break. Never mind. All right, so guys, again, next Friday we're going to have this going on. If you guys want to hang around the studio for a little bit more, you're more than welcome.
Okay.
If your friend Key wants to come up and say howdy, she's welcome too.
Yep, all right.
You don't have to be scared. We don't bite unless you ask us to. So you are,
or if you have the $20.
Or if you have the $20. Yeah. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back.
I want to. honest can't be right. I live an honest life. It seems like sometimes you don't cross the line, you don't get by. No, I scratch your living in an easy, you know it's sidetrack. I'm always praying, never making, but you get us back. I wonder if I'll ever get to where I want to be, but I believe it. Tried to play it safe, but now we could not wait. No, no, this can't be right. She said it would be alright. I can't afford to be your daddy, so I leave tonight. No.
Oh my God!
Heyo,
girl on girl action here at Spank Wagon Radio. Let me get their mics on.
I'm not gay though. I'm not gay.
Oh, you don't have to be gay.
I'm not a girl. She's straight.
Doesn't mean I still can't enjoy this.
She's a big fan of penis, apparently.
And
big fan.
And Ivory in the studio together.
In harmony.
Decaf sex fantasies.
Ladies and
spread
gentlemen.
Your legs.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio live every week at spankwagon.net.
All right.
Are we
video,
really?
Video, audio, you name it, we've got it.
Yeah. We the shit, ain't we? Only thing we don't have is the AM studio.
If only. Dude,
you know, I
got
a CB radio.
Only we could come on after the cranky white guys that
hey!
Come on.
Infomercial.
Hey, you know, if we could come up with $2,300... We could go. You know what? If we split that cost with two other shows,
I can put you up on game.
If we split the cost with two other shows, we could get on.
Eh, fuck them. I like the interweb.
Maybe if we have more strippers on the show.
You can't have an AM. That's not allowed.
It's yeah, AM, you know.
It's against 14 codes and violations.
The FCC 15, part 23.
Shoot, Scrappy. Scrappy's got something to say.
Scrappy.
Actually, Karma's got a question in the chat room. From Baby Girl 69.
Hey, girl, how you doing?
Karma, when you're with a girl, is it just use what you have, or do you bring out the toys?
I have a big box of toys.
But you just say you don't suck on dildos.
Get Big Red.
But you say you don't suck on dildos.
Get Big Red.
No, I don't suck on them. No.
She'll just ride them.
She just plunge them.
Now, do you have a strap on?
I have a couple different ones with different attachments.
Different accessory kit. You get 64 pieces of shit.
I got the good shit.
You get the red one and the blue one. You get the one with polka dots and dinosaurs.
Now, when it comes to adult toys, how big do you generally like them?
Black.
I like all different sizes. I mean,
bigger than
shapes
the microphone?
And sizes. That's a good thing about.
So what about that?
Yeah, no. This is for that. This is a butt plug.
Very yes, good. That very
it
good.
Is.
Why is it all greasy?
We got it ready for you.
So. Mm. Gentle just licked his
horrible.
Thing.
Look
I
at
can't
this.
Even catch imagine. Decaf.
Can you imagine a human being putting that inside of them?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, you can. You've get downloaded that. It twice.
You mean he hasn't done it yet?
Anal acrobats. Look at this on the cam. Look at the size of this fucking thing, people. This goes in somebody's ass.
Plunge it in my ass. Plunge it in my ass.
Oh. Hey, why does it say Real Kid Radio on the bottom? Oh! No! Oh! Oh!
That one we're going to edit. And
owned by the Scampoli brothers. I
oh,
really,
my goodness.
Does it...
Hater.
Smells like Walmart and Best Buy.
Why are you touching it? Could you just put it? We're gonna burn that after the show.
It's
never been sterilized.
Look, I'm the first person to have taken it out of the plastic, and it sits out there until I call for it. Nobody touches this goddamn thing except for me.
That motherfucker did not burn in a fire. The whole house will burn down. All you see in the middle of the fucking floor is a big ass, big ass red dildo.
And then you just sort of hear some like Santos. Domino, it's like, fuck!
There will be a nuclear holocaust, and the only thing that'll survive are the cockroaches and the big red dildo. Holy shit.
Wait, Karma, so you said you had a Christmas story to tell us, right?
Actually, whoa. It wasn't even Christmas.
Can you jing my bells?
It was just a regular
I'm sure
day
it's always Christmas.
And they were just kind of...
So a drunk nigga came and dressed up like Santa Claus.
No, it wasn't Christmas. It was, like, July. And I got mad because no one was tipping me, so I played Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. And I've danced with the Spice Girls.
The real Spice Girls?
The yeah, I danced with some crazy
or the ones
music.
That call the ones at 5 in the morning call themselves the Spice Girls.
No.
The morning shift, I'm a Spice Girl.
Karma
the
Spice.
Day shift.
Hi, my name's Larry. I'm a Spice Girl.
Decaf Spice.
Now, your Decaf favorite Spice. Artist is Leanne. Have you ever danced
that'd
to Leanne?
That'd be Old Spice.
Leanne Rhyme.
Have you ever danced to her?
Leanne or Rihanna?
Yes, I have.
What song?
I've danced to most of her songs.
Now, I want to know, Key, how do you know Karma? How do you know Karma?
Damn, Key is beautiful.
We used to have a mutual friend, but... We both don't talk to her anymore.
Yeah, fuck that bitch. And now shout out to the dumb bitch.
So now you guys just are you a dancer too?
No, I'm not.
Okay, now
you got to talk.
Why not? Because seriously, yeah.
You got to talk to the microphone like it's big white cock.
Oh shit! I better get a smaller
it's just
mic.
Not something. I mean, I've thought about it, but I never went through.
Yeah,
it.
You really should think about it. I can't. Wow.
Maybe one day, but I don't think so.
What do you do for a living?
I work at a production studio.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Video or audio production?
Video, internet.
Internet production.
Internet production.
So is it porn?
Yeah. No, it's not.
Because if it's video on the internet, it's pretty much porn.
Yeah. Or spank wagon.
No.
Porn.
Yeah, so what do you think of our janky little setup here?
It's cool. It's actually really nice, actually.
I
like
know
it.
You pulled up. You're like, are we going to get shot over here?
I got lost. We got lost. It's cool, though. It's
so
cool.
You talked to my dad outside? How's he doing?
He's the one with the pallets on the cart.
In front of the Bale studio?
The poor man.
Was he trying to say he's a Carmax?
So, yeah, I mean, so you do video production. Are you a shooter, an editor? What do you do?
I just do, like, the clerical stuff.
Oh, she does the clerical stuff? Sweet. She makes the world go round.
So you make more money. Yeah. You make more money on the pole, then.
I would.
All right, well, there we go. We just
now, look, if you want to come next week, there's a good chance we're going to have a pole set up now. I just spoke to our hosts, and, yeah, there's a good chance we can get a pole set up there in time, so... If you'd like to come down and dance your ass off, you're more than welcome.
I will keep that in mind.
Don't mind me.
Price.
I'm just the creepy guy. Holy cow. All so right. Are we really going to do a show this week? I mean, what do we have to talk about?
This is it.
Wow.
I didn't book anything because you're telling me about all this video and all this stuff.
Yeah,
and
we're all doing all the video.
I did mention the thing about the gym.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened at the gym?
No. I've always never really taken showers at the gym.
I've always
right?
never really.
And then I done it twice now. And the first time it was really, really creepy because the you can see by race, Asian guys, man, their dicks is like almost rubbing each other, just having a fucking like conversation, talk about kids and shit. Yeah, so how's your son doing? Oh, they're doing fine. You know what I'm saying?
Doing great in math and science.
Now, Mexican guys, they're like four of them together in a circle and shit, you know. White guys and black guys stay the far the fuck back from each other as possible. And you see guys hiding in the lockers and shit because their dick is small. So they try to shield off from the door. So my thing was, I want to know, do you have any like PE or any gym stories where you are naked or you see guys naked or anything like that? And that goes for you too as strippers too.
Oh, what?
No, on top of in the gym. What? In the gym. Girls
yeah,
and shit.
In PE class, she pulled down my pants.
Really?
In front of everybody. All the boys and
now we know where it started.
Yeah, this is where it started.
You guys can thank me for that.
And I just had this great feeling inside.
She was like,
I felt
for
free.
Like a split second, her gym shorts were around her ankles, and she thought, you know, damn, I can make money doing this. And then she beat my ass.
So what's your creepy gym story? You've been in the bathrooms or whatever. What you see girls do? What the girls do in the
gym? Played hacky sack in the
showers. We played hacky sack.
The showers were dried up. We all stunk.
So you weren't naked?
We were the hacky sack girls. We were like the only, her, me, and this other girl. She'll be
naked or with clothes?
Naked.
Playing hacky sack.
Yeah.
So they're playing with your titties in the shower.
Yeah.
Kicking around some
I
titties.
Was still straight in PE, so.
You were still straight.
Yeah.
I was looking, but I just didn't know I was looking.
You were window shopping, but not ready to make the purchase.
Right.
Got it.
So what's the craziest shit you see a stripper do getting ready?
I've seen girls put makeup all over their body, put hairspray on their face.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I've seen girls with no panties, no bras, like who should not be not wearing panties.
I've seen
panties
girls changing their tampons.
Oh yeah.
Taking nasty taking shit. A douche in the trash can.
Wow.
Well, my
I've
wife
seen
can,
I've seen girls pass out and shitting on themselves.
My wife
what?
Can rest assured now that I'll probably not spend any more money in a strip club.
Hold
that just
second.
Ruined the mystique.
Go back to that.
You douching see girls pass out?
No.
I've seen a lot of girls fucked up in the club. I saw a girl.
No, the girl shit on herself.
Yeah, she shit on herself. I've seen girls
you pay for
pass
that.
Out and fall off stage. They were so fucked up.
See, that's the shit that I'll go for right there.
But you know, I have fell. And I walked into the pole before.
Dang. Fuck. No, I can just see it. You know, they pass out, fall off stage. You take that audio and you just put in, headshot, and just have them fall.
So what's your creepy?
Well, see, I didn't have gym in high school because I was in ROTC and band, so I didn't have to take gym. But when I joined the Army, it was the first time I'd ever showered with other people.
Oh, you're in the Army now, boy!
And I remember asking the drill sergeant specific, or the
Do
the recruiter,
I have to?
The recruiter, I was like, so when it comes to showering, are there individual showers? Like, oh, no, yeah, there's individual showers, don't worry about that. Yet again, a recruiter fucking lied to me. Oh, man, I'll never forget that first night, dude. I'd been up for like 37 hours straight. I was raunchy, I was nasty, I was dead tired, and I walk into that bathroom, I walk into that head for the first time, and I look and I see, and there's four big poles, and there are four sprayers off each one, and I'm like, where are the private showers? Can I ask the dude next to me, I'm
it's
like...
It's private because once you got naked, he assumed everyone would leave.
That's because they're talking about your privates.
I looked at the guy next to him, I'm like, where are the private stalls? He's like, dude, this is it. Oh, no. And that first shower, dude, was the most uncomfortable shower I'd ever taken in my life.
Why are you so uncomfortable?
Dude, I had never been naked near another human being in my life at this point. Like, I'm standing there in this shower, and I'm like, where do I look? Do I look up?
Do you look aside?
I think he was insecure as a child.
No, I mean...
I think he still is.
I grew up prudish. There's no way around it. Yeah, I grew up rather prudish, kind of sheltered, and I'd never been in it. I never had to shower with another individual. It just didn't happen. And it was just...
So now how do you feel?
Now, I don't give a shit. I will get naked and get in that water. I do not give a fuck. In the military, you have a grand total of 37 seconds to shower.
In cold water.
Yeah, the drill sergeants go outside and they turn off the hot water to the building. So you're showering in cold water. You don't give a fuck because you need to get in there. You need to. I had a drill sergeant who would walk down the hall and he every morning be the same thing. Why is 91 not in the shower? I smell ass and feet. Every morning, guy would wing garbage cans down this hallway, and you had no time to shower. You eventually just got over it because you were just so fucking tired by the end of it. It hurt so bad. It hurt so bad. And now I have, like my little private shower, like, because we have the shower at home, we have the bathtub with the shower doors, and it just doesn't feel right now.
You're like, okay. I need men to watch me.
Seriously, why isn't there anyone watching me shower? Sometimes I'll open the door and I'll let the dog in the bathroom just so I'm not alone. Yeah, it's not uncommon for me to have conversations with my wife with me in the shower. It's like, come in here and talk to me. I can't be alone.
Well, I do that with my wife. I mean, that's...
I don't know about you guys, but honestly, I would rather be talking about karma in the shower at this point. We've got two hot girls in the studio.
Dude,
and we're talking about Murphy in the shower.
What about you, Key? You got any public showering stories?
No. It's not, my life isn't that interesting.
Did you take gym in high school?
I did.
You did?
You know what?
Gotta get on the mic.
I never dressed.
So you were just stank out, and was PE in first period, or were you lucky enough to have it like near the end of the day?
It was actually sixth period. So
I lucked out. So you just stank the whole way home.
Basically. No, I'm just kidding.
Did you participate in PE, or were you one of the girls?
No,
that
I was the
that's
one.
That's why I say you're just one of the girls that when they say run
I
around,
was
you just walk.
In Detroit, so we had like the gym. Shit. The gym was in the building, so I would just sit on the back of the wall and just watch the other people play.
Yeah, I could tell.
Just get marked.
I could tell you was one of those watch the other people play girls.
You know, it's funny. I have a couple of friends from Detroit, and they all have kind of the same story when it comes to PE. They're like, "Yeah, we really didn't do much. We just kind of sat there."
Yeah, you just sit there and
practiced
like,
setting things on fire. That's pretty much the grand total.
You go. She's the one that kicked the ball when it started rolling out of bounce, and she just gently tapped it. Yeah. And then still the person still had to run after it.
Here we go. All right. Leave me alone.
She was like Daria, just puts her hands out.
Yeah, exactly.
Daria. Damn, I missed.
How about peeing in public?
Peeing in public?
That's one of my hobbies. I've peed in like
what?
Four different states.
Well, pee in public
is
not the
yeah,
big.
Karma.
Okay, well,
it should be
my
the
friend,
creepiest place you pee.
Me and
at.
My friend pulled down our pants and we went on the swings at night, and we swung to see who could swing and pee the farthest.
What?
What?
Yeah.
No, okay, that's.
And I got paid $300 for a guy to drink my pee.
Oh!
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Was he 5'1"?
I did not pay the black guy. No.
Wait, but did you pee in? You peed in his mouth.
No.
No, you peed in a cup and he drank it out of a cup.
He
or
came
something?
In. He came into
beer cup
the club and he had a lot of money. He said, "Have you ever done anything exotic like golden showers?" And I'm like, "What is that?" And he goes, "Well, it's like
golden showers is not exotic
no
more."
You pee on people. And he's like, "If I gave you $300, would you pee in my cup?" And he just had a little cup of ice. And I was sure, you know,
because there's nothing worse than hot urine.
So pee in the cup. So you didn't piss in his mouth. You should say, "Hey, I'll piss in your mouth for $600."
No, not in.
Come
no.
on, you got to know how to bargain.
No, he
would have been.
He didn't want it. He didn't want that.
So he just went in a cup.
There
yeah,
because
he drank it. On it. Yeah, he sipped on it.
Oh, he wanted it on ice. There are stories of guys who lay on the floor.
Part of me wanted to taste it.
What?
I have curious what it tasted like.
Pee. It tastes like pee.
unless
you've been eating
you
asparagus, then it tastes like asparagus.
Pee on the rocks.
It tastes like citric acid. And
did he have his cup lined in salt? With a lime, a little bit of lime.
A pee-a-rita.
And he straight up gave you $300. Did you pee in front of him, or did you go to the bathroom with the cup?
Yeah,
in?
No, I peed. I sat down right in the VIP, and I just peed right in there.
Was he like hella turned on by you peeing?
Yeah,
in a
he
cup?
Told me.
I'm
hella
turned on right now. Here about
he
it.
He told me he'll pay me a lot of money to pee for him, and he gave me his number, everything. But
damn.
I don't work outside of the club.
I wonder if people's pee tastes different. Like, I wonder if your pee, if like, does,
we get.
I don't
there.
Know. No, I wonder if he has like a favorite stripper's pee.
What do you
it's
do?
Like
I pee
7-Eleven in. Choosing
can
a
you,
slurpee
put it,
flavor.
I'm sorry.
Put it in an ice pitcher.
Can you see him with a cup out in the car, swirling around? He's got his nose in it. It's got a good bouquet. It's a little tangy.
Could use a little sugar.
Puts in his mouth, swishes it around, spits it back out. You gotta let it breathe a little. It's like a good bouquet. It's a good flavor. God, how
what,
can there be a pee
what,
connoisseur?
Let
what,
it
no,
go.
Hey, what,
I'm
what
a sommelier.
Wrong with that? What's wrong with being a pee connoisseur?
I'm a sommelier of peace.
Next thing you know, Zane Lamprey's new show, Three Shits.
Have you ever had a guy offer to pay you money to shit on him?
Yes.
Or to be shit on him?
No, he didn't. Okay, no, he what? Didn't want to. He didn't want me to shit on him. He wanted to suck the shit out of my ass. That's what he said. Tell us the story. I've got to hear this one. It was an older black guy, really old, with gray hair.
It wasn't 5'11" this wait. Time.
That hair, so that, it wasn't decaf. Okay.
That was a revenge shit.
I got on stage and he's looking right at my feet and he goes, "I love your feet. I love your feet. They're so nice. I want to suck on your toes." And I was like, okay, yeah, baby, yeah. You know, like turning it on. And then so he goes, I'm like showing him my pussy, and he's not even looking. He's looking right at my asshole. He goes, "You have such a nice tight asshole." And he's just like breathing. His breath smelled like he already ate some shit. You know what I'm saying?
I love the Muddy Waters Fats Domino impression we've got going here, too.
He's like, "You like that?" And I was like, "Yeah." And I'm thinking, no, no.
No.
No, it was bad.
Did you have pork and beets?
Oh. How's your fiber?
Baked corn. Yeah, I wonder if you would have just like let out a little little fart.
Yeah, he's
just
like,
"Oh,
one.
Baby."
He's just ripped one in the face.
He loved it.
He probably would start jacking.
Fucking premature ejection.
He just loves shit and toes. The toes. He want to suck the toes.
What if he wanted to come between your toes? Scrappy and I have had that conversation.
Yeah, has anyone ever asked if they could come between your toes?
No.
Never?
Scrappy asked me on like a daily basis if I'll come between her toes. I'm always telling her no.
I never ask him that. Great.
Oh my God! Well, if anybody has any creepy questions, they'd like to ask.
I can't believe we're not getting no fucking phone
guys.
Calls.
The number again: 1-866-LB-ROCKS 1-866-587-6257. Please have something intelligent to say.
I mean, we could be sick fucks all day.
Don't just call up and say, "Hi, my name's Kevin Scampoli." Call up and actually have something brilliant to say for once.
And, I also did phone sex for a while.
Well, hell, I think everyone in this room's done phone sex.
It didn't pay that good.
So what did you do when you were doing phone sex? Did you play video games, read a book, or?
Actually, no, I had a webcam, too. I did the webcam.
Hey, all right. So you're making all kinds of cash.
So you put in some work. You just didn't give a voice.
$5 a minute.
Damn.
Fuck.
But how much of that do you make? $1.50.
Don't worry, I'll be done in 34 seconds.
That's why.
Yeah,
girl, you're getting ripped on your rates on that one. I know.
Click.
Sooty, I know someone who pays triple that on the per minute.
She's like, ka-ching. You're getting
ripped.
Stopped.
I did that
signs.
For about a week.
A week.
So somebody's paying $15 a minute.
Damn. No, no,
no, no. They're paying. They're paying like between $7 and $8 a minute. But the girls are making
$15.
No, they're making like $4 or $5 a minute off of that. They're making a shitload of money on the per minute. Damn. Yeah.
Minute.
That's not bad. I would
minute.
Do that.
I know the right
That's
people.
That's not bad.
Minute.
You got to touch yourself and stuff.
Not if I was on webcam. I would do like the whole phone thing.
She's been talking about pussy all night.
Like, reading a book, like, oh,
rub the dildo between your titty.
You've been talking about pussy all night, and she said, "and stuff." You have to like touch yourself and stuff. And she's talking about, "I want to eat that fucking pussy."
What do you like sexually and stuff?
You gotta talk. You gotta talk dirty, and you gotta finger. I stuck a French fry up my pussy.
What?
And then I ate it.
We're loving it.
It was what?
Holy
okay.
shit.
Salted or unsalted?
I gotta know about this shit.
You stuck a
French fry.
First
of all, where
did
you get the French fry? McDonald's? Because this is gonna get. I was
on my lunch
this.
Break and I decided to turn the camera on, see if I could make some money while I'm eating my food. And
food
a
from
guy
where?
Said, "I'll sign on the private show if you put that up your pussy." So I did.
Da 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 da. So the fry salty.
Look, he's looking more and more uncomfortable by the minute.
You know the Wendy's got the big ones, or was it one of those small little crusty
and
ones
I don't
at the bottom?
Where was it from? On your pussy.
Where was it from? McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Okay.
Oh, at least you made a good choice of first fry.
Yeah. You guys missed it. Brown guy had the best ones. Was that from In-N-Out?
It was like a nice fry, like a big one.
Fucking comic genius. We love to have you on the mic, dude. The problem is no one can understand you. That's the downside. I've got to translate everything.
That was a good one, Levy.
Hi, Mom.
In-N-Out French fries.
Hi,
so
Grandma.
Was it one of the super long ones? You know how you always get a really long French fry? What?
Yeah, it was a
really
long, one.
Long McDonald's Shoestring. French fry. It was
and
long.
Then it breaks. Fuck.
No, it was good.
And you ate the whole
it
thing.
It tasted really good.
Did it taste
of course
good?
It tasted good.
Yeah.
Did you dip it in ketchup after?
Started out
no.
with
McDonald's,
ended up
or before.
Silver.
I just ate it.
From the back of the room. There is a question from the chat room. They want to know, how long do you plan on being a stripper, Karma?
For the rest of my life.
Who said Hell that? Yeah. Who asked that question?
I plan to have
Brando.
Other jobs.
Why is he not calling?
People aren't calling. I don't know. Again, guys.
She is not calling. I think it's because it's long distance.
It's an 866 number.
It's a toll-free number.
Oh. I thought we were giving out a local number for some reason.
No, 866 is a toll-free number. It costs the people nothing.
I think
nothing.
That maybe you should tell people that.
It is toll-free. And
on the
Zuzu
websites.
Being the mistress of this of the video, she has it streaming or scrolling across the bottom.
Spank Wagon Radio makes absolutely $0 and 0 cents.
And we pass the savings on to you. Oh, my goodness. All right. So,
holy crap.
Next Friday, I will be drunk.
Fair enough.
Oh, hey, you can't go wrong with that.
Because it will be my birthday. I'm turning 21, and it's a celebration.
Are you going to go work at a 21 and older
yes,
club?
Yes, I am. I'm going to work at them.
Why would you? Why?
They don't take your money there. They make money off of alcohol, so I'm going to be making a lot of more money.
Where do you want to work?
I'm going to work at all of them.
I've heard good things. I've heard good things about Spearmint
Different
Rhino.
Club every night. Spearmint Rhino, Seamless, Treasure.
What about
Chivas,
the Penthouse
OGs,
Club now?
OGs, Penthouse.
And the pre-retirement Larry's Villa.
You know what? That's like 45 and a half pussies right there. Larry's Villa, you don't know if it's still pussy or not, but.
Oh.
It's pussy, but it's old and busted.
That's what you call beef curtains.
Roast beef.
Now, Karma, we're going to have to wrap up because we got to move on to a couple things here in a minute. But I got to ask one more time. Can we at least get a bra shot for the boys
come on,
at home?
We need a chest shot.
A bra shot.
To a bra
let's
shot.
Let's see you.
His bra, he don't wear them. He's free.
Yeah, I'm white and flabby.
You
we
can
knew that
see
was
him in
happen.
Candy.
Yeah, candy nipples.
Candy nipples.
All right. How about an ass shot?
All right.
We'll go with an ass shot.
Look
this
at
also
Levy.
Answers
He's like,
the
yeah,
song.
Yeah,
my job.
This is why Levy showed up tonight. This is why.
Yeah, this is.
You know the ass
that.
Is like I'll go this direction.
Oof. Oh, hey-o. That's a nice ass.
Oh, see, I see that black hand stacking up.
Wait, get to the light.
I wouldn't mind eating a piece
you
of
got
shit
that?
Out of that.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice and firm.
I wouldn't mind eating a piece of shit out of that.
I'm not slapping that ass. I didn't have any money on me.
I can make right. my ass talk.
You
right,
can
make
your
talk.
Ass
I
talk.
Can make it clap.
Make it clap.
We really are not.
I know. Why you tell? Why the fuck it. You tell us about it?
Tell us.
She says it as she puts her pants
prepare,
back on.
I didn't bring my stilettos.
It takes
well,
stilettos?
Next week,
there's always Friday.
Next week.
You know what? Next week, I think we have to have a random talent competition, and that could be it. So what are you going to do? I'm going to make my ass clap.
Wait. Now, here's something I don't think you guys knew about Karma, which she's actually a rapper, too. No, she is. So I didn't break the tradition of bringing a rapper to the studio. She's just a stripper, and I knew that if I said rapper, you guys
yes,
would be like, eh.
You can download my song on MySpace.
Well, why don't you give that out for everybody?
Why don't you sing it right
it's
now?
It's myspace.com/karma702.
All right, before we go to break, break down one line from your rap song. Come on, I want to hear it.
Let's hear something.
I want to hear some
play,
shit.
Play the song. Get the song up.
No, fuck that. I want to hear us sing live.
All right. Let's see.
Now she's all
I can do it to it. I got proof and I'm going to prove it to you. Lose it for you. Move it to the VIP room and do the damn thing. I could do it insane. I could bend the bed frame, make the backboard break. I put a bitch to shame when I spit my game. Going to make you say my name. Going to make you taste my frame. Going to walk you through my brain. Going to break you off and take a break before we start again.
Nice.
Very now nice. I have officially got a hard on.
There you go.
There you go.
A white girl that can rap. Oh my god,
hey.
That's like,
sweetie, what's your credit score? Sorry, dude. I just
only
went
have cash, man.
I went and ruined it for you. Sorry, dude.
Holy shit. Your only goal. All right, so why don't we take it on that? You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio,
and we will be back.
Ah! myself, and I had so much time to sit and think about myself. And then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yet there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy hair. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. And I've had too much caffeine, and I was thinking about myself. And then there she was, in platform double suede. Yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade. Yeah. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging? Chair. Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Yeah, mama, this surely. Surely is a dream. Yeah. Yeah, mama, this must be my dream.
Thank you.
Spotlight. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio, baby. I got a fine-ass white girl right across from me. I'm loving life right now.
Yeah, you get all intimidated.
Move your big-ass nose, motherfucking self, out of the way.
I love it. You get all intimidated of black chicks in the studio.
I don't know how to talk to them. I don't know what to say to a black chick, honestly.
Really?
No. I mean, I've been with them. I've dated one or two, but I don't know what to say to a black girl. Like, hi.
Dude, she's hot, too.
I know she's hot.
She's also black.
Are you black?
No.
That's what you say to him.
Because I can't hear you on the microphone.
You've got to talk.
That's what you need to say to him.
There you go. Yeah. Hello, I too am black as you.
I too am black. We have something in common.
He said, I have a job and I will support my kids.
Oh,
well, no, you don't have to go that far.
You know I'm lying and shit.
Oh, shit.
That's fucking wrong.
Look at that. She's been on the mic for a total of 30 seconds. She's already breaking out the racist jokes. Don't you love this girl?
This, yeah, how does this happen? I thought we were the crude ones. Wrong.
No. So introduce yourself to all the listeners who've been wanting to hear you all night.
I am Zuzu.
Zuzu.
That's right.
Zuzu.
That's what she does.
That's it?
PSP girl extraordinaire. She has more gaming platforms than all of us in this room put together.
It's true.
Beautiful.
Well, that's probably true.
She's not a gamer. Awesome.
So, interesting week this week.
I only stole the Xbox, so. I don't have anything
That's
else.
Where that shit went. Dude, come on.
Nigga gotta steal a Wii. That's what I'm saying. Nigga gotta steal a Wii.
I can't even see a Wii. Fuck, even white boys in line ready to steal a Wii before me. Shit, it ain't worth the wait.
He got to wait for Whitey to get away from
here. He's like, I'm stealing this shit, nigga. I don't give a fuck what you fucking say to me. This is my Wii. I am stealing this fucking shit.
Wow.
Get in the car. Get in your car.
Get in the Subaru. Let's go, Nancy. It's time to take the Wii.
I have got a Volvo and pepper spray, and I am not afraid to use them. I wish I had a Volvo.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Those are nice cars.
Volvos are nice.
Anything's better than your car.
And they're expensive as fuck.
Anything's better than my
and they're
rusted
safe.
Out shit box.
And he's got a baby on the way, so he needs a safe car.
Can't you tell? So this has been an interesting week, news-wise.
Oh, yeah.
The Pope is in the country.
The Pope. He visits National Stadium. They say a crowd of thousands.
Ooh. It's the first time National Stadium's ever sold out, by the way.
Oh, wow. Brand new, too. Actually, did you hear what he made this nice big speech about the American
did he have
Catholic
like a
Archdiocese.
Did he have a glass shield on him and shit? Or
yes.
No?
Oh, yes, the Pope Mobile is fucking fully armed. Armored and armed. You cannot take out a pope. There is no headshot to that. You don't even know where the head ends and the hat begins, all right?
It's a fantastic hat. It's the pope hat.
Oh, it's a wonderful hat if your doors are 10 foot tall. Oh, shit. Oh, God. No, amen. Please.
Do you think he stores, like, sandwiches and a thermos underneath that thing? I mean, really.
Like a 12-pack of beers. It's a kiddie porn.
Oh!
He keeps an altar boy under there.
That is not a good idea.
The Pope walks around. Let's go, Josephus. What?
You know, why don't they let those priests fuck? I mean, really. They should let priests fuck.
Just let that anger out.
Like, once every 5 years, a priest should be allowed to go to a whorehouse or something.
You write it in.
But you hear this. Fuck. You're at church and you hear this. All right, everybody, this week, if you see the donation plates, remember, this is for pussy.
Wow. Well, why not? Jesus had Mary Magdalene. Why can't the priest have a stripper?
Oh! Good point.
Was that her name?
It's one of his hopes.
It's in her bio.
It's one of Jesus'
one
of
books.
One of his skanks, yeah.
I just love how the Catholic Church has...
Hair.
Like, the Bible never really flat out says that Mary Magdalene was a prostitute, but the church is always, she was a prostitute, she was a whore. They're always very much in
Nixon
favor of
Nixon works
that.
For the church.
She's a
stripper.
She had a foot fetish.
Did they have strippers back in biblical times?
I think they did.
I'm going to strip a winged eagle.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, but they kept getting slivers off the wooden poles.
Jesus.
Wow.
Nothing will fuck a clit up more than a sliver.
Don't know. I'm cringing right now.
She's like, you need more varnish on your pine there, like, Joseph.
He's like, the crucifix smelled like vagina.
Oh. That's so fucked up.
Was this at Mary Magdalene's house? Did you guys pull it out of the tuna shop?
Our listener count goes through the roof when we make Pope jokes. What the fuck?
We don't want pussy. We want some fucking Pope jokes.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
We don't want to talk to a beautiful girl on the show.
Is our listener base gay?
Or Catholic?
That's got to be it.
Wait, isn't that a little blasphemous, though?
Altar Boys.
Altar Boys.
Spank Wagon Radio, we appeal to the Altar Boy segment, unfortunately. So, all right. So, yeah, actually, the Pope even said, like, in a press release, you know, that, or no, his big lecture speech, whatever, blah, 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 Sermon on the Mound. Pitching
on
mound. Pitching
on
mound.
The mound. Da-da-da-da-da. Pitching
hooray! Let's go, Jesus. Let's go. Let's go, Jesus. Let's go.
Wow.
Up next in the batting order
is Moses. He has walked on water 15 times
Moses,
this year.
Moses was the Red Sea, man. It's always a center right out, you know.
You got to figure he'd got to be working behind the plate because a ball goes back into the stands. Next thing you know, he splits the crowd, goes back there and gets the ball.
He's like, I've got this.
Don't worry about it, guys.
Seventh inning stretch. Jesus is out there turning, you know, fucking Gatorade into wine and fucking bringing hot dogs out left and right.
Damn it, Jesus.
I give you peanuts to hot dogs.
That's it. Maybe Jesus is working at Dodger Stadium in the all-you-can-eat section.
Whoa!
Hey-o.
Jesus has returned, and he works for Frank McCourt.
Wow.
Jesus is a Dodger.
Wait, are you calling Joe Torre Jesus?
No.
Okay.
No. Maybe Judas.
Maybe old Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Old Jesus.
I don't know how I feel about the Pope coming to this country. I mean, this Pope is kind of... I mean, he was a Hitler youth.
Cardinal Ratzinger. I am Cardinal Ratzinger. You shall not call me Pope Benedict. I am Pope Benedict the 12th, 13th, 14th. Fuck it, I'm Pope Benedict.
He's Pope Benedict the Third Reich. Just seriously.
You will not get away with calling me Pope Benedict. That is not right. I've been Pope Benedict.
He was a Hitler youth. He publicly refused to condemn the Holocaust for a long time. Yeah. I mean, he is a very conservative pope, and I think he fits in perfectly with the Bush administration, personally. I can't believe that he's this welcome in this country.
You know what? No, he isn't, because they were saying crowds of thousands. When Pope thousands. John Paul was here, they were saying crowds of millions.
Pope John Paul was a fucking rock star compared to this guy.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Quote the morning show.
Ouch. He was a rock star, and it's very strange. This Pope, it kind of rubs me the wrong way, and the bad thing is you can't vote
literally
out a Pope.
Or just
no. I'm not
rub you, Muffy. I am Pope Ratzinger the Benedictine 13th.
After the amen, you say the Sieg Heil.
Hey, Heil. I am Pope Benedict.
Come take a shower with me. It smells like gas.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. No, that was bad. That was bad.
So wait, if Pope Benedict or Pope, Pope Benedict gives you a Dutch oven, is that, you know, concentration camp?
Wow.
Woo.
I'm seriously, I'm speechless. I really just. I can't.
Awesome.
People get rid of sin in the final solution.
Hey, Judas. Do you know why they're called Jews? But I am Pope Cardinal Ratzinger.
Oh, we're going to hell.
Yeah.
Going?
Going.
Sweetheart, you're a bit late to get on the bus with the rest of us, but don't worry. We're already well on our way.
This is the Spankwagon promo. No race, sex, or religion is safe on Spankwagon Radio. No.
And French fries are equally bedamned.
Oh, wow.
We should buy that girl a French fry bidet for her birthday.
I had to ask if it was She's McDonald's, because that does make a difference. Curly. Everyone has curly different fries. French fries.
Yeah. You know, we should
curly
ask her.
Fries. I got to work on this one.
We should ask her to bring her strap on next week, because this could just devolve into something
she
very
like
wrong.
Dildos,
no,
she likes to use them. She has a strap on, apparently.
You know, I could see her putting her strap on and letting Foxy.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle
it. She's totally into Foxy, and
Murph,
I think Foxy
Murph is loving this idea.
I am.
What
the hell?
Was it not to like?
Dude, I'm like, when it comes to Foxy, I'm a little torn personally, because
I love Foxy.
In the ass?
Exactly.
She tore your ass?
I actually have gotten some of Foxy's
videos.
I would
love to see Foxy and Murphy. Oh, God.
See, I don't know. See, I'm at that questioning stage where I don't know what I would do.
Tugging and pulling, or
okay, wait,
tugging
let me
and
ask
lugging
you.
Or
okay, a while back
tugging
ago,
and lugging, what?
He asked Murphy if he would What was it? Go gay or for me if I had a dick?
Yeah,
I thought it was totally hot and it would turn me on 100%.
No, because I'm not fucking you.
Okay. But Foxy's hot.
Foxy's hot, but I'm not fucking Foxy either.
Yeah, that'd be
I'm fucking
but that you got to do all the math.
I had a dick,
you got to add those penises
it.
Together.
I told you, it's like Legos.
Yes, but eventually all Legos will fit together.
Yeah, that's not right.
You just got to find the right way to
dick
click.
And ass? That's not right.
Dick and ass is just a normal
it's just
thing.
Just like chips. It's just like chips and dip, baby. Just like chips and salsa.
Okay, so wait. Now we go creepy. So are you telling me you've never had a guy want to stick you in the butt?
Yeah, they want to. Oh, but so it's not like I let them.
So you've never let anyone stick anything in your butt? Nothing at all?
That is an exit.
Not even a finger?
Exit only.
How many times have I said that?
Oh, and I know you're lying.
Finger. You even start going near it, I'm like, oh.
Brown guy. Why are you so protective of your asshole?
Because that is an exit, my friend.
How's it
exit?
Brown guy, what about you? Are you down with the ass?
Yeah, the tongue goes in.
Let's get brown guy here. Let's get a mic on brown guy here.
Hey, brown guy.
So are you down with anal? I don't mean getting something jammed up your butthole.
We're talking pitching, not catching.
You would not stick your dick in a girl's ass.
That's dirty. Yeah, that's
you would?
Okay, then you're down with anal.
Yeah, but then you get poop in your pee hole. And
again, that's when you have to use a condom, and there's preparation that goes
like
into it.
Like douching into a trash can.
That's how you know it's anal sex. You call your wife on the way home, you're like, baby, it's anal sex tonight.
You get
have
bored.
Soup for lunch.
Get bored enough, stick
get
your
on
dick
your
in
business,
a, stick your dick
so
in
you
a
always use
bottle.
A condom when you're doing
oh,
a
with
girl.
Anal sex, you
what about
always
you guys?
Use a condom. Always.
Really?
No anal sex in my household.
What about you, James Decaf?
What?
You always use a condom when you're...
Anal sex?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Wait.
Poo-poo in your
pee hole. It's all right. It goes back out. When I'm not pouring out.
Oh, my God. Pissing brown.
You said, no way. No condom. Nuh-uh. I want to feel it. No condom.
Just
sticking
petroleum
in my ass.
Jelly.
Baby, with my cock, everybody feels it. Don't worry.
Just petroleum jelly, baby.
I don't. She wouldn't say that. I know she wouldn't.
Okay. Just for example.
You know what?
Just humor me.
There'd have to be discussion for that. There'd have to be discussion
for
that.
He would sit there and pull up his pants. Talk about it. He'd Greece. Be like,
no, I would no. This see with
no.
My
we need
you don't
to
understand.
Look at the cocktail.
Have you took
no.
A shit today?
Let me fucking talk. Let me fucking talk. Okay?
Pins oil.
In my relationship
that,
with
that
my wife,
KY?
Which is in its truly a beautiful place. This is a conversation we would have like a
guys,
day
guys,
or two
guys.
Beforehand.
Let him talk.
This is a conversation we would have beforehand, and there'd be some discussion to it.
Honey, 2 days from now at exactly 3:05 p.m., I want to have...
You got to watch out. You keep turning your mic off when
off.
You do that.
Oh. I would like to fornicate in my ass with no condom.
No.
Would you be up to discussion of this topic?
See, if we say fornicate,
this is why...
Fornicate in my condom.
No, wait a minute. This is why...
I mean...
This is why I have a successful relationship and you don't have a boyfriend because you don't know how to communicate.
Yeah, but look at them
and you
because
won't
I'd be
dick.
Like, fuck me in the ass with no condom.
What happened?
Well, you said you was trying to stop everybody from talking. Then you
over
fucking
him?
Stuff. Oh.
No, that's all. I have a great open relationship with my wife, and we discuss this stuff before. It's not like, okay, tonight we're talking about how we're having sex. No, but if that's something she would want, she would say to me,
you bent it. You bent it.
Oh, gee, Willigus. Could you reposition
me?
Your cock?
I don't plan, like, my sexual
I'm not saying that I plan
activities.
Either.
I'm like, let's
I am
fuck.
Paul Benedict. I shall look at the Holy Scripture and figure out when, by the moon, the god, the sun, the stars, you have sex.
No,
in
it's
the
just
poop
that,
shoot.
In the poop shoot. With a condom or without a condom?
Again, this is jelly. The sort of thing that you that we would discuss beforehand.
Do you have like a Vaseline?
Yes,
thing?
I
you
do.
Just
I stick
it
together.
Turn it upside down and just kind of.
It just tears some ass up. Get brown.
Go to his bathroom, open his medicine cabinet.
Now, what happens if you grab the wrong container and skirt Ben Gay all over your cock?
Hey, it's all right.
Icy hot.
Hey, guess what? When
icy
I pull,
hot
high five.
On your cock.
High five.
See, my dick is already brown, so I pull it out. I can't see the streaks on it.
And that, ladies and gentlemen,
it is.
Shut up!
Wow.
It's 9 o'clock already.
That's it, boys.
Damn.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Fuck a ass radio.
Yo, wagon radio, baby.
This is your wagon. All right. Got a lot of people to thank. First off, big thank you to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com. Syndicates, KC Host, KC Host Radio Network, Dwarf from Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Steel City Radio, Nomad Radio Network, and Arrow 97 Online.
Wow.
What? I wasn't listening.
If we're not live,
you can find us in archive.
Podcasts.lvrocks.com. And we want to hear from you, even if we're not on air, by going to, well, sending an email, radio at
radio at
spankwagon.net.
Guys, don't forget, even though we're not audio live, we're always video live on the SWTV link on spankwagon.net. You can view us live all the time. We are mixing it up lately. We've got YouTube videos from friends of ours. We've got a couple of episodes of the Midnight Massacre Theater from the Sinister Minister.
Sinister Minister.
Also, you'll find weird little clips here and there. And we're adding live shows all the time. We've got stuff coming up. I think the first non-in-studio live show will be this Thursday night at 9, and that's going to be my video blog.
Oh, okay.
That'll be my video blog. And anyone is welcome. If you have a show you want to do, let us know.
All right. And, of course, you can find us online, myspace.com/spankwagon. Well, now your boyfriend knows the truth.
And none of us can stand up.
Ever again. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I need to find... You know what? Get the mic on Brown Guy. Brown Guy, give us one word to take us out tonight.
Go to hell.
Go to hell.
Ladies and gentlemen, spankwagon.net, we're out.